Oh, hey there. Are you ready to be played with? I want your full focus on my voice and your experience. So make sure there are no distractions. Make sure your phone won't be going off, getting in the middle of our time together. Get yourself ready to go down into trance. Lights dimmed or out. Spiral ready to start spinning on your computer. They can be fun, you know. Spirals. Here, how about this? Bring up hypnotic spirals on your computer or phone. If you have some you already use, that's wonderful. Text in late is just fine as well. For those of you without ready-to-go spirals or images, I am sure Google can help you with this. And if you press pause at any time, I will still be here, wanting to play. Take a moment to look for one that pulls at you. There will be one if you look for it. A spiral or moving image that tugs at your thoughts, compels you to keep looking, keep staring. It's so very interesting your eyes seem fixed. It might just be a subtle feeling. For now, you feel a reluctance to pull away. When you find the spiral that entrances you so, make it full screen. And look. And stare. And feel yourself being pulled deep inside of it. Trance pulling you in, your focus on my voice making it easier to just let go, let my voice take you over, slip into a nice, easy trance. A light trance for now, but we can and will go deeper. There might be a part of your mind trying to make sense of it. Trying to puzzle it out, follow it like the lines of a maze. Good. Keep doing that. Leave that thinking part of your mind up here on a visual level, puzzling the dips, the loops, the lines, also twisted as they move. Move so gracefully across the screen. Concentrate on those dips. See the logic in them, the continuing loop of logic, calmly pulling you down, down, deep into trance. Patterns forming, looping around themselves. Feel your mind in tune with these lines, these forms, following them with your mind as your eyes stare into the middle, into the blank, black hole forming in your mind. This empty place, no thoughts because the spiral is taking all of your thoughts, your eyes feeding them in, all concentration on a purely visual level, focusing all of your intent except one, all parts of your mind led down a maze of twists and lines, except the part of you listening to me. Slipping into the back of your head, running over you like a pleasant summer breeze, filling you with airy, lovely light and purpose. Such a simple purpose. My voice massaging your brain and making you feel good, making you feel limp and unable to move. My voice like silken strands running lightly over you, holding you in place, holding your mind down in an embrace of affectionate power, dropping down and fading away. You would think all of the movement, the shiny points begging for attention, would have your eyes flitting around, racing like a dog after a cat. tireless, relentless. But that's not the case. Your eyes just focus on that one spot. All of the movement and color becomes stillness and blankness in your mind. Feel yourself floating down to it, finding you can visualize yourself inside your mind, even as your eyes remain open and staring into the screen. A formed thought. A picture you sense without sight. Down, deep, deeper. Pupils dilating, eyes growing heavier. Delving deeper and deeper inside yourself. Responding only to the stimuli of my voice. My words, the only focus you have left. Sinking in, sinking deep. In just a moment, you will hear my voice, my command to drop. When you do, you will feel your eyelids becoming dead weight, falling deep and heavy. And you will feel everything else fade away as you drop into trance, consenting to being an observer, a passenger, letting me take the wheel, the stress, the worry away. You want this. It is your escape pod to peace and tranquility. Ready? I will count you down this first time. It's so easy to just follow along. Eyes following the spiral. 10, 9, 8, 7. 6. Everything already so hazy. It is harder to stay up than it is to go down. Down, down. 5, 4, 3, 2. Down, down. 1. Drop. Eyes closed. Mind blank. Drop. Twice as deep as before. Blank and empty, feeling good. In a moment, I will instruct you to open your eyes, and you will come back up out of trance. The spiral will still be there, still pulling at you. And when I give you the command, the spiral will tug you back in. Your eyes may stay open as your conscious mind is distracted, entranced by the movement, the colors on the screen, or your eyes may go heavy and close as you feel your mind sleeping under my words. Either way, deep, deep in trance. Come up for me now. 1, 2, 3, wake up. Eyes fluttering, opening, awake. Still with me? Good boy. You're feeling drowsy. Why don't you just drop? 4 times as deep as before. Your eyes may stay open as your conscious mind is distracted, entranced by the movement, the colors on the screen. Or your eyes may go heavy and close as you feel your mind sleeping under my words. Either way, deep, deep in trance. Come with me. Let's have some fun. I'll take you up and down, like a roller coaster in your mind, each dip taking you deeper, twice as deep, 4 times as deep, 16 times as deep, exponentially delving deeper within your trance. Bound down deep, wrapped in silken chains as my voice runs over you like softly wrapped, unbending links of steel, pleasantly clinking against your senses, touching and teasing, rubbing so erotically over you, turning you more and more into my thrall, enthralled by my voice, You won't even notice they are there. They are just a comforting weight, keeping you bound to my voice. Each time we go up, it will be harder, more effort. Each time we go down, it will be easier. More chains comfortingly bound around you. So nice and warm and safe. No reason to leave. Happy and secure here with me, guiding and controlling you. Let's go up again. This time, as I count up, I want you to picture that roller coaster. Feel that bit of anticipation swirling in your stomach as each number ratchets up closer to the top to being awake. You have no control over it. And yet it is still so hard as each number takes you up higher and higher. So ready for the plunge, the deep, twisting, exhilarating passion as you slide down, down, exponentially deeper than before. My voice is your roller coaster, pulling you up. One, feeling as if you can hear the chains pulling on the wheels, bringing you up. Two, higher and higher into the sky, into waking mind. Three, wake up. Do you feel a sense of balance? Of teetering on something amazing? Something a bit scary? Something fun? Good. Drop. Drop down 16 times as deep as before. The trance stronger as you plunge, sliding through a black, blank tunnel as you, the you of yourself that can separate and see the rest of you pulled along, goes for a ride. Spinning, turning, speeding past all reservations as you drop further and deeper into trance. Drop deep down into my voice, my words, my world. Calm, relaxed. In that place that comes after adrenaline. When your body is spent and your mind content to just float. Just float for me. As you float here, nice and deep, relaxed and open, I want you to see around you a palace, your palace. Not just a home base, but an idea of sexual luxury. Amorous, wanton intent. Endless rooms, towers that soar, and dungeons filled with intense equipment. Take everything you know about the Middle East. Arabian nights and harems filled with beautiful, sex-starved women. You, the sultan, the king of the land. See yourself on your throne, your gilded ceremonial robes flush around you. Comfortable, so easily manipulated so that lewd acts can happen so quickly, so easily. You are a man of power and stature, with so very many wives, concubines that live in idle luxury. Always so eager to see you in their room. Each one a beauty. Each one talented in her own way. And each lovely woman with her own perverse fantasies she needs to be satisfied by. And only one man allowed to touch them, to see them, to pleasure them. It is the tradition, your duty, that you visit at least one of your wives or concubines each night. Satisfy their needs while embracing your own inner lusts. My voice, the voice of your first wife, your queen, the ruler of your bordello. You have so many choices that I help you, guide you to fucking just the right one each night. I keep your harem stocked with lovely women from all over the world. I train them, personally. You have your favorites, of course. You are visiting one tonight.
Sasha, your concubine schooled in the arts of lovemaking, of pleasing a man. Sasha loves to tease and to build your arousal. Every muscle in her body trained to please you in some way. Sasha, of the hypnotic hips moving beautifully from side to side as she walks. So lovely as she moves, each movement graceful, perfect. Little chimes singing lightly from the decorative golden chain circling her tiny waist. Sasha, perfectly shaped and formed, a lovely woman full into her 20s. Such a small waist, small feet, such tiny perfection. Everything about Sasha is petite, except her hips, her breasts, and her large, dark eyes. Lashes long and dark as they close slightly in pleasure at your arrival. You always feel so strong when you come inside her. Soft and delicately, almost on tiptoe, she greets you, glides around you, welcoming you with a delighted smile, a sweet, happy embrace. Tiny, warm arms wrapping around you as she practically dances into your touch. Glee and bliss. Your presence fills her with delight, and she quickly removes all of your clothes. Each movement as perfect as a choreographed dance, so deliberate, such poise. Fingers clasped together, little symbols between them, her body covered and hidden by scarves. Black and red, delicate, lacy scarves. As dainty as lingerie, hiding just enough to make you want more. Her body so perfect, a mystery to be unwrapped as she slowly moves away from you, hand touching against your chest as she sashays, hips gyrating up and down with each step as she starts to dance, leading you to her satin-covered bed. Sheets silky and luxurious against your skin as she pushes you down to enjoy her show. Ass firm as she moves, spinning around as her arms go up, scarves flaring like an upturned skirt as you catch glimpses of her lovely skin. The tone and shade, such a lovely tan and olive complexion. Just an amazing contrast against the black of her hair. A raven's mane of glory cascading down from her back and flying into the air. She spirals around you, spinning as your mind goes down deeper into trance, experiencing the pleasure all around you, as it sinks into you as you sink deeper, 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 dancing her flat, slightly muscled belly. Gyrating as she moves it, showing a mesmerizing display of flesh of control. You can't look away, torn as you are focused on it, focused so strongly. Torn between focusing and thinking about if she can control these muscles so well. Your mind goes to what other bits of her she can squeeze at the right time, make move about in sensual, milking motions. She moves and your eyes move with her as she trails her fingers along your skin. A quick gesture and a scarf falls down. Only the tiniest bit of her breasts are covered by a few red scarves. Almost bursting from them, it's a wonder they can hold her in. Cleavage jiggling and bouncing as she dances as she moves. Toes painted red, creating patterns on the floor as she rubs against you. Her body moving into yours as she tempts you, plays with you. seduces you by your very center, your warm, hot cock starting to pulse to the beat of her chimes, straining against her as she rubs her ass so teasingly up against you, just barely brushing as she moves past and another scarf falls down. Two scarves tied into a piece of fabric between a thong and a garter, strapped to her so tightly it seems to disappear between her legs, disappearing into the folds of her labia. Dampened and darkened, it's so clear how wet she is, how much she wants you. Each graceful movement concealing how much it makes those scarves, the knot tied expertly in them, this knot rubbing against her clit with every movement. Sasha smiles directly at you as she is unable to hold in a moan, moving closer and closer to you. Her face close to yours, she bites her lip with a wickedly innocent look as her hands move over your chest. Rubbing, touching, massaging her way down as her hips sway. Her pussy grows wetter and she stares at you, challenging. Her hands move lower, finding and cupping your balls, gently rubbing them between her fingers as she bends down slowly from the waist, mouth hovering over the tip of your cock, so close you can feel her breath warm and tantalizing, moistly brushing against your throbbing cock head. Your hips unthinkingly move upward, an attempt to shove inside her lovely mouth, but she moves it inches away. The hand not playing with your balls comes up to the scarf tying her tits in place. She pulls a simple looking knot and the scarves fall, slowly floating to the ground. Her lovely breast so full and ripe, the tiny nipples perking out as the lovely, dusky globes hang down from her bending low over top of you. Nipples teasingly touching against your thighs as she rubs them against you. Mesmerized by the teasing touches as she starts swaying them back and forth and all around to create spirals of sensation against your skin. Feeling those spirals of sensation running over you. Little waves and touches of pleasure. Breathing in her scent as your mind goes deeper and quieter. Your cock growing harder and your balls feeling heavier. Eyes glazed over in arousal. She flicks her head up so she can send a wicked little chuckle your way, as your eyes grasp onto hers as she takes the scarf, still warm from where it held her breasts, and brings it down, down, down to run it lightly over your straining cock. Red silk, growing damp as it touches your tip. She takes one end of the silk, taking care to put the bit covered in your yummy pre-cum in her teeth, where her tongue can taste you, using the tension created by her mouth in one hand to run the silk lightly over your dick. A smooth sensation like warm, silky skin, brushing and running over you. You feel so good. Your cock twitches into the silky fabric, groaning. Her moans in tandem with yours, each movement serving to stimulate her clit. Deeper and deeper. In and out, in and out. The tip of your cock coming free as she slides the silk around the base of your cock. Setting into a rhythm that teases and feels so fucking good. In and out, in and out. You grab her hair as she releases the scarf from her teeth, and slowly, meticulously, lets the tip of her tongue run along the tip of your cock, swirling around the top in a spiral to catch every bead of cum leaking from your cock, delving her pink little tip inside the slit of your cock so she can get every little bit, sliding the silken scarf gently around your balls. She uses both hands and her mouth, so close and warm to your cock, to make a special tie. Snug and comfortable, she wraps the silk around your cock and balls, binding them so every sensation you feel is even stronger, more intense as her fingers play lightly over them. As her mouth swallows your cock, taking you deep, so deep you can feel her throat tight around the head of your cock, squeezing as she uses the amazing control she has over your body to suck and blow and massage your dick with her tongue and mouth. Warm and wet. So welcoming. In and out. In and out. Your hands firmly grasping her hair, pulling her against you as you moan and thrust into her talented control. The most amazing blowjob as her hands seem to work independently of her mouth, manipulating the scarf tied around your shaft, rubbing it against your balls as your mind blanks in sexual bliss. A euphoria seems to come over you as she sucks harder, pulling up off your cock to take a breath before slamming her face back down, using every bit of art to bring you to the brink. You come closer and closer, in and out, closer and closer to coming inside her pretty little mouth. Closer as she takes you deeper, deeper as she starts to move her head up, swirling her tongue expertly around your cock. Trained to please you, only your cock. She knows it like she knows her own pussy that she plays with every day. Taking one hand off to play with it now, moaning, her moans causing her throat and mouth to vibrate around your cock as she takes you deep again. Feel it. And again. Each moan sending spikes of pleasure causing you to shiver with delight. In and out, coming closer and closer to bursting. She wants to taste your cum, wants to suck it, wants to swallow it. She licks with no sense of shame, complete loss of control as she hungrily goes down on you. All attempts at grace gone in her desire to make you shoot out. Warm, sticky cum she knows is delicious. In and out, her mouth is taking your cock on a journey, and it's hot and it's wet and it's wild as you groan on the edge. And she pulls her mouth from your still twitching, needy cock. Her breath coming fast as she smiles at you. Giving a low chuckle, she unbends, moves away, silken scarves hanging from your cock. The only sensation left to you. She starts dancing again. This time faster, lewder. What before was grace is now primal, carnal movements that bring to mind fucking in the many ways her body can contort and thrust and move over you. Body wiggling so her firm flesh glistens in the candlelight. Each movement bringing a different part of her body to focus. The most sensual, sexual dance you can imagine. All ever only for you. She moves her hips in a circle as she turns away from you. The little knot tied on her scarf rubbing away at her clit. Faster, the faster she moves. teasing on the edge of her own orgasm even as she teases you. Sasha moans, unable to hold it in as her ass gyrates into your face. She bends over, her young body so flexible as she holds and hugs her legs with her ass up in the air. Pussy so close you can smell the arousal from her wanting cunt. You lean in and breathe deeply of the exotic perfume mixed with her juices. Faint smell of lavender soap. The oils mixed into her hair to give it such shine. You put your hands on her ass, one to each side. Grabbing, watching as your fingers indent into her firm flesh. How it jiggles just the tiny bit as she wiggles her ass for you, showing it off. You can't resist the temptation. You smack it. It feels so good, so satisfying as she moans in pleasure under your rough touch. Watching the slight redness form, you rub her perfect, perfect ass cheek. Rubbing away the sting as she tries to rub against you. She's whimpering now. Whimpering in need as your hand moves lower, fingers and palms still on her firm backside, but your thumb moving in lower to stroke her slit. Other hand moving between her legs as she spreads them, cupping her mound and feeling the heat she gives off. The heat of her arousal, her desire to be fucked, fucked hard. Sasha likes to tease. She likes to tease you until you can take no more and take her roughly. She wonders if she's pushed you far enough to get the rough fuck she so desperately wants. You aren't always here, so she wants to feel the remnants of your play for days. She moans more as your fingers dip inside of her, pushing aside the silken fabric, soaked through by her lust. She grinds against you, moaning, wet. She starts thrusting back against you, begging you for more, begging you to fuck her with your cock. She wants to feel full. You move your fingers, just two of them, inside of her. Your cock throbbing between your legs as you finger fuck her into a babbling, slutty mess. In and out, in and out. Faster. In and out, in and out. She gasps and moans and her pleading starts to make less and less sense as you bring her closer and closer to the brink of orgasm. Your own heartbeat and breathing quicken. Cock throbbing as her pussy clenches around your fingers. Warm and welcoming, in and out, in and out. The words forming in your mind, bringing fucking to the fore of your thoughts, lusty sexual pleasure. In and out, in and out. Every time you hear them, you will remember and feel the sensation of your cock sliding in and out, in and out. Of an amazing, wet, hot, tight hole, gripping your cock as you are fucked, in and out, in and out. Each time you thrust your fingers in her, hearing her cry out, your cock twitches in pleasure, in response. Deep sexual pleasure as your mind goes there, fucking her, in and out, in and out. She starts to ring her chimes. Each chime sending a jolt of sexual, intensely carnal pleasure shuddering through you, running through your veins, intense sensitivity as your body feels wave after wave of pleasure. Each chime building your pleasure as the sound seems to continue to echo on in your nerves. In and out. Faster, harder, her ass moving back, pressing against you as you pleasure her. As her chimes ringing out sent shockwaves of pleasure to ride through your nerves. Rushing over you again and again. Your fingers squelching loudly now as she is just so wet. Sir wet and warm and welcoming as she moves against you and pleads with you, begs you to enter her from behind, to fuck her like the naughty girl she is. Please, oh please, fuck me, fill me with your cock. Fingers just aren't enough to make her feel full. You know this as you continue to tease her, torment her like she tormented you. You'll teach this bad girl a lesson. In and out, in and out. Her chimes taking on an almost frantic sound as she comes closer and closer to coming, knowing it will feel empty if she can't persuade you to shove your cock deep inside of her. Your hand still buried in her pussy, she bends a bit further with her lithe gymnast body reaching her hand under to reach up to your cock, stroking it through the silken scarf still tying it to your balls, keeping the tension, keeping you sensitive as you groan under her touch. Her pleading and her hand on your cock starts to edge away at your self-control. You feel as if you're at the end of a rubber band pulled tight, the stress on the reins starting to give. In and out, in and out. Her fingers give off one last chime, and the pleasure sends your lust over the top. With a roar, you quickly stand up and spin her to face the bed, shoving her body over it, face smashed into the pillows as you thrust inside of her, your cock easily slipping into her pussy, warm like an inferno as she cries out in joy and fucks back against you. In and out, in and out. Her moving body causing chime after chime to ring out, each one sending building waves of pleasure over your body, running straight into your cock where you are fucking her hard, hard from behind into the bed, rough and hard and fast, your hand burying in her hair as she cries out. In and out, in and out, you feel her pussy clenching around your cock like a warm massage with each thrust. Tighter and tighter as you fuck, she flexes her muscles, milking your cock for every bit of pleasure it can give her. Not content to let you set the pace, she starts to dance her ass back against you, swirling deep motions that send sensations running along your shaft, squeezing the head of your cock. In and out, in and out. Her hips grinding madly as she reaches her hand down to where the soaking wet scarf fails to cover her slit. The silk just rubs against your cock with every thrust, causing it to rub against her clit with every thrust. In and out, in and out. Sending her mad with arousal as her body builds towards climax. She starts rubbing her clit with one hand, the other continuing to chime away, making your body tight with need. Her chimes seem to spur you on to greater lusts as you fuck her harder and harder, faster and faster, in and out, pulling on her hair so her head is up and her back arced, deep and rough and feeling so fucking good, so satisfying as her chimes turn into the tempo of your thrust. You find yourself pushing into them, pulling back through the echo, thrusting again. Pleasure building towards something greater built up as you are ready to come, to burst, to explode and erupt. You feel so close to a lovely edge. Laughter echoing around you as she rolls out from under you, escaping across the room, laughing as you move towards her and she dances back, hiding behind a pillar as you hear her fiddling with something. She comes out from the pillar with a device around her waist, a chastity belt. Covering both holes, it leaves no room for your cock to fit in. Sasha wickedly smiles as she informs you, you won't be finding the key, and you won't be coming tonight. You sit back, stunned, so horny and hard and ready to come, denied any and all relief as Sasha moves back towards you, offering sincere seeming sympathy as she holds you. adoringly looking you in the eyes as she fits mitts around your hands, not even noticing as more locks click into place. Your eyes just trapped on hers, your cock desperately twitching and seeking a touch, something to rub against, and yet being denied any stimulation. You keep staring into her eyes as she reaches behind you, taking your hands with hers. Entranced by her beauty as you hear a click and your hands are locked now behind your back. Before you realize what this means, she steps away, leaving you helpless and completely unable to touch your cock, to rub it, to stroke it, to give relief to this ache growing inside of you. Pleased with your desperation, Sasha moves away from you, leaving you there on the bed. Standing in front of your bound, naked body, she leans down to whisper in your ear. This chastity belt keeps me from touching myself too, even though I really, really want to. I want to come so badly right now. Even just touching my aching clit would be amazing. It's tingling and throbbing and I can't even rub it. And fuck. I love chastity and tease and denial. Knowing I can't come just makes me want it more and more and oh fuck. I wish I could be touching myself right now. I just feel so warm and achy. We'll be suffering together, you and me. She smiles and backs away, blowing you a kiss as she walks through an archway out of your sight, leaving you to wonder when she would come back and let you go. Laying there frustrated, floating, your mind drifting in a wave of frustration. All you want is to come, but you can't. And you won't, because you're a good boy. Your mind focuses on that thought. Good boy. Looks like you got unlucky tonight. You should come visit Sasha again sometime. I bet she won't be mean to you twice in a row. Now when I say five, you will wake up. You will be a little hazy, but that will shake off in a few moments. Feel free to just lay there for a moment, though. One, mind coming gently back to awareness. Two, all of that frustration built up inside of you. Three, tomorrow you're going to use all of that frustration to be so productive. Four, and maybe when you come back, you'll get to come. Five, wake up. Oh, you poor thing.